Her eyes were closed. Then she sensed that someone had come and was now standing in front of her, dark and quiet. "They have got me," she thought, but as she blinked a little, she saw only two legs. She risked a quick glimpse above the pants and looked in the silhouette of an old man. The old man carried a knife and a basket in his hands. His fingers were dirty.
"You're sleeping here, huh?"
Layla blinked at the sun coming through the man's legs. "No, I'm not sleeping. I'm on guard."
"So that's why you have got that big stick there, huh?"
"Yeah," answered Layla bravely and gripped the stick tightly.
"What are you guarding?"
"I can tell you." She held the stick firmly with both hands.
Money, huh?"
"No, not money. Something else."
"What then?"
"I can't tell. Just something else."
Then don't tell me, of course. In that case, I will not tell you what I have here in this basket."
"I can guess what's in the basket. Rabbit food."
"Why, yes. You really are a smart kid. How old are you then?"
9.
"Wow. Just think of that. Only 9 years. Then you must know how much 3 times 9 is, right?"
"Sure. That's really easy. 3 times 9? 27. I knew that right away."
"Correct. And that's exactly how many rabbits I have."
27?
"You can come see them. Some are still very young. Would you like to?"
"But I can't. I have to be on guard."
"All the time, even at night?"
"Even at night, all the time, always, ever since Saturday."
"But don't you ever go home? I mean, you have got to eat."
Layla shifted the rock. Behind the rock was a half piece of bread.
"You would have liked to see the rabbits, especially the little ones. Maybe you could have picked one out for yourself. But if you really can't leave..."
"No," said Layla sadly. "No, no."
"Well, it's a pity that you have to stay and turn it to go.
If you don't tell anyone, it's because of the rats."
"Because of the rats?"
"Yeah. They feed on the bodies, you know, of people. That's how they survive."
"Who says that?"
"Our teacher."
"So you are on guard for the rats?"
"Not for the rats." And then she said it very softly. "My brother, he is lying under there." "There." Layla pointed at the collapsed wall with the stick. "A bomb hit our house. All of a sudden, the lights went out in the basement. And him too. We called and called for him. He was a lot smaller than me. He just turned 4. He has to be there somewhere. He really is much smaller than me."
"Yeah, well. Didn't your teacher ever tell you that rats sleep at night?"
"No. He never told us that."
"That's some lousy teacher if he doesn't even know that rats sleep at night. At night you can go home. Rats always sleep at night. Even when it's just getting dark, they are already asleep."
You know what? I'm just off to feed my rabbits now. And when it gets dark, I will come back and pick you up. Maybe I could bring a rabbit with me. A little one. What do you think? Layla kept digging little holes in the gravel. White ones, gray ones, white and gray ones. I don't know. If they really do sleep at night. The man jumped over the remains of the wall on his way down the street. If I could have one, well, a white one, maybe. I will see what I can do. But you have to wait here. Huh? Wait here? Okay, I will wait. I have to stay on guard until it gets dark. I will wait, yeah. But the man couldn't hear her anymore. He ran with his crooked legs into the sun. The sun was already red on the horizon, and Layla could see it shining through his legs. His basket swung back and forth. Inside the basket was rabbit food, green rabbit food, flecked gray with dust.
Dust, based on the short story The Rats Do Sleep at Night from 1947 by the German post-war writer Wolfgang Borchardt. Narration by Ali Abia Mohammed. By Sharon Pass.